with this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, July 24th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, coming your way today on KLEM Radio, we've got a triple header of high school sports. The state tournament, state softball consolation contest starts our day at 2:30 this afternoon. It is the Remsen St. Mary's softball team trying to finish off their season with a victory against the Wayne Falcons, a team they are very familiar with in the state tournament. We'll have all the action for you with first pitch at 2:30 from Fort Dodge here on KLEM Radio. And then be sure to join us all throughout the evening as we bring you two Class 1A state semifinal baseball contests. It'll be the Remsen St. Mary's baseball team at 4:30. Getting set to square off with a tough opponent, Newman Catholic. We'll have the coverage for you from Merchants Park in Carroll, hoping for some pregame coverage at 4:15. And then at 7 o'clock, it is top-seeded Akron Westfield getting set for their semifinal matchup with Linville Sully. We will have pregame at 6:45 for just a few minutes after Remsen St. Mary's contest. First pitch at 7 o'clock, and you can catch that state semifinal right here on KLEM Radio, along with all three of those contests with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Again, it starts at 2:30. With a state consolation for Remsen St. Mary's softball. That kind of spoils how we're going to be talking about the contest from last night. The Remsen St. Mary's softball team fell in their quarterfinal matchup with Sigourney in heartbreaking fashion by a score of 3-1. When it came to offensive production, both teams were stuck between a rock and a hard place. Both the Hawks and the Savages went five complete innings without recording a hit. That would change when the Savages recorded a one-out triple in the sixth and turned it into three runs with the help of one fielding error and three more hits. Remsen St. Mary's head coach Monty Harpenaugh says that was a tough way to lose the game.
It's just tough to take when, you know, you go six innings like that, ran up the pitches that well, and, you know, Allie just gave everything she could, and, you know, I thought she had it when she dove, and it just went right under her glove, and that was a turning point in the game, and I mean, you can't fault the effort. I mean, and that's what we get out of them all the time. This class, it's just been unbelievable what they've done and what they've accomplished at RSM.
And it was tough, too, considering the Hawks were able to get a great outing from Marina Cronin as well. She pitched the first five and one-third innings without giving up a hit until things went upside down in the sixth with those three runs. Coach Harpenaugh says she controlled her velocity and location very well.
Location, changing speeds, and she did that unbelievably tonight. You know, she did a great job with her location, and, you know, her changeup was working. You know, all four of her pitches were working. So, and, you know, that's probably the best game Raina's thrown down here. You know, so that's hats off to her. I mean, she did a great job.
In the end, all wouldn't be lost as Remsen St. Mary's was able to get their first hit of the game in the seventh. It came off the bat of Maya Bunkers, who has now hit safely in 40 straight softball games over a year and a half. Carmody Rickey drove her in with a double to get the Hawks on the board, but it would be too little too late. Coach Harpenaugh says that inning showed the resiliency, though, of the senior class.
That last inning, just resiliency. I mean, they weren't going to give up. I mean, pitcher that don't give up. I mean, I'm probably not very many times she gives up two hits in a row, and we hadn't had a hit a whole night, and we hit, you know, get them two hits, double, and, you know, after Carmody's double, I believe because that's what these girls do. They don't give up.
The Hawks drop to 23-1 on the season, and their year will last for one more game. Again, they will turn around and play the second seed in the state bracket, the Falcons from Wayne at 2:30. You can, of course, hear the contest here on KLEM Radio. Let's get you caught up on the rest of the state softball action from yesterday. Other Class 1A state quarterfinals. The top seed, Martinsdale St. Mary's, narrowly got by 8-seeded Edgewood Colesburg 2-1. It was 4th-seeded St. Edmund doubling up Collins Maxwell 4-2. And the 7-seed Southeast Warren defeated Wayne in 8 innings by a score of 3-2. Big upset there. Over to the Class 2A state quarterfinal, top-seeded Van Meter, winner in 6 innings over West Fork 10-0. Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont upset 2nd-seed Northeast 6-1. It was Audubon, the 3-seed, walking off West Monona in the bottom of the seventh by a score of 4-3, and East Marshall scores 7 runs in the second inning. They cruise by Lisbon 8-1. To the Class 3A state quarterfinals from yesterday was top-seeded Benton Community defeating Solon by a score of 5-1. Also in 3A quarterfinal play, Davenport Assumption narrowly got by Esterville Lincoln Central. That final score was 6-5. Also had some consolation contests of the state softball tournament. 3A state consolation saw PCM beat Sumner Fredericksburg 3-1. 4A state consolation, it was Norwalk doubling up Dallas Center Grimes 2-1. And Fort Dodge got by Western Dubuque 7-6. And in a 5A state consolation, Waukee Northwest shut out Cedar Rapids Prairie 4-0. And Muscatine, a winner in 5 innings over Waukee by a score of 10-0. Also yesterday, the baseball state tournament continued on in Carroll, Class 2A state quarterfinals. 8th-seeded Unity Christian going in as the Cinderella against the top seed Underwood and could not get the glass slipper to fit there. It was the Eagles defeating the Knights by a score of 3-1. Sheraton was a winner over Pleasantville in the 4-5 matchup 7-1. New Hampton, the second seed, took it to Applington Parkersburg 11-1 in 6 innings. And it was Sumner Fredericksburg, the 3 seed, beating Wilton by a score of 6-2. Had one more Class 3A state quarterfinal to wrap up from yesterday. It saw top-seeded Waller Catholic narrowly get by Central DeWitt by a score of 1-0. 4A state quarterfinals, they played 3 of them yesterday. Cedar Rapids has been dealing with some tough weather. Top-seeded Cedar Rapids Kennedy, though, they defeated Pleasant Valley 6-3. Johnston squeaked by Waukee Northwest in the 4-5 matchup by a score of 4-3. And 7-seeded Dowling Catholic knocked off 2nd-seed Dallas Center Grimes by a score of 3-1. All those scores and results, as always, can be found on our website, and that's KLEM1410.com. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. It is softball and baseball continuing on. Semifinal matchups today in Class 5A. Ankeny takes on Valley. Urbandale against Pleasant Valley. 4A state semifinal sees 8 a.m. against North Polk. Also, in a 4A semifinal, it is Carlisle against North Scott. In Class 3A semifinal play, Waller Catholic takes on Williamsburg. Also competing in a 3A semifinal, it's Assumption against Benton Community. 2A semifinals, East Marshall against Van Meter, and Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont against Audubon. And the 1A state semifinal, it's St. Edmund against Martinsdale-St. Mary's, and Sigourney against Southeast Warren. Again, consolation game at 2:30 today on KLEM. Remsen St. Mary's squares off with Wayne. Also in a 1A consolation, it's Edgewood-Colesburg against Collins-Maxwell. 2A consolations today see West Monona take on Northeast, and West Fork square off with Lisbon. 3A consolation, it's Esterville-Lincoln Central against the Solon Spartans. Baseball today, semifinal day in Carroll, Class 1A at 4:30, a game you can hear on KLEM. Remsen St. Mary's against Newman Catholic. And then at 7 o'clock, a game you can also hear on KLEM. It's Akron Westfield against Linville Sully. 4A state quarterfinals still playing today in Cedar Rapids. Waukee takes on Iowa City High. 3A semifinals, it is the Bishop Eagleton Crusaders against Waller Catholic. And North Polk takes on Marion. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. And once again, tune in all day to high school softball and baseball, starting at 2:30 with the St. Mary's Consolation, 4:30 and 7 o'clock semifinals. All three games can be heard right here on KLEM Radio. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.